which is how he was referred to in the Dominican Republic and the entire Spanish-speaking world. He sailed across the Atlantic, hoping to discover a spice trade route to India. But guess what he discovered? The Caribbean island, or Caribbean island of Hispaniola, landing in what is now Haiti in 1492. Santo Domingo was established in 1496 and has the honor of being the oldest European settlement in the Western Hemisphere. Despite his previously kind words about the Taino, on Columbus' second visit to the island, he began to require tribute from the Taino in Hispaniola. Each adult over 14 years of age was expected to deliver a hawk's bell full of gold every 3 months, or 25 pounds of spun cotton. If this tribute was not made, the Spanish cut off the hands of the Taino and left them to bleed to death. It was uncertain just how many Taino were living on the island, but estimates range from several hundred thousands to a million. But these numbers decreased quickly as the natives were reduced to slavery. Within 25 years of Columbus's arrival, the Taino became nearly extinct. Aside from enslavement and massacre, the Spaniards brought infectious diseases to the island, and a smallpox epidemic in 1518 killed 90% of the Taino, reduced their population to just 500. The most